Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Welcome back, Quick Brains. I am your host, Jim Quick, and your brain coach. And today we'll be exploring the science behind how different sounds affect the brain and how it shaped your cognitive function, your performance, and even your emotional well-being. First, let's talk about how music influences our brain. The link between music and emotion seems to have been accepted since the dawn of time. The Greek philosopher Plato in the 4th century BC said that music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything. Today, studies have shown that listening to certain music can have a powerful effect on our emotional state. Music changes our mood. Research conducted by Salimpour and others highlights how music activates the brain's reward system, releasing neurotransmitters like dopamine that are associated with pleasure and motivation. Additionally, music has been found to modulate activity in the brain regions involved in emotional regulation, leading to reductions in stress and anxiety. So whether you're feeling down or stressed out, tuning into your favorite playlist can be a powerful way to lift your mood and promote emotional well-being. But music doesn't just impact our emotions, it also affects our cognitive function. Studies, and we're going to add these links in our show notes at jimquick.com/notes, have shown that music engages multiple areas of the brain involved in memory, in attention, and executive function. For example, listening to music can enhance cognitive performance, improve focus and concentration, and even boost your creativity. Music therapy has also been found to be beneficial for individuals with neurological conditions, such as what I went through, a traumatic brain injury. It could help improve your mood, your social interaction, and your overall quality of life. Now, if you're wondering what type of music is best, it turns out whether it's rock and roll, jazz, hip hop, or classical, your gray matter prefers the same music that, guess what? You do. According to a UCF professor,
Ayako Yonatani,
it depends on your personal background. For a while, researchers believed that classical music increased brain activity and made its listeners smarter, a phenomenon they called the Mozart effect. But it's not necessarily true. In recent studies, they found that people with dementia responded better to music they grew up listening to. And that kind of makes sense, right? All learning is state dependent. That means memories associated with music are emotional memories, which are hard for it to fade out, even in Alzheimer's patients. So what about non-music sounds like nature? Now, if you're experiencing high levels of stress, listening to nature sounds, maybe bird songs or flowing water, certainly will help most people calm your mind and soothe your emotions. A study conducted by the University of Sussex made an experiment where the participants listened to sounds recorded from natural and artificial environments while their brain activity was measured in an MRI scanner. And what the team found was there was an increase in rest, digest, nervous system activity associated with relaxation of the body, and also better performance in an external attentional monitoring task while listening to natural sounds compared to the artificial sounds. And therefore, we know today that nature sounds evoke feelings of relaxation and calmness, leading to improved mood, decreased anxiety, and enhanced cognitive function. If you want to create a conducive atmosphere for optimal brain health and cognitive performance, consider incorporating nature sounds into your environment, whether you're at work or just unwinding the day. Now, another sound that can alter brainwave patterns and induce states of relaxation and focus is something called binaural beats. Binaural beats is an auditory phenomenon that occurs when two tones of different frequencies, which are presented separately in each ear, elicit the sensation of a third tone oscillating at the different frequency of those two tones. A recent study investigated the effects of binaural beats on cognitive function and mood. The researchers found that exposure to binaural beats resulted in improvements in both cognitive performance and mood state. Specifically, participants reported feeling more relaxed and focused after listening to binaural beats, suggesting that they can have beneficial effects on your mental well-being. Now, one of my favorite sounds, kind of my go-to for myself, many of our clients and our team, is something that we created called Quick State.
Do you have too much to read but too little time? Are your shelves full of books that you haven't read yet and become shelf help, not self-help? And that's why I created the Quick Reading Course. 15 minutes a day, 21 days will absolutely transform your life. Just go to quickbrain.com/reading. Use the code PODCAST15 and you'll get instant access.
KWIK State, powered by NuCalm neuroacoustic software. It helps you to think more clearly, expand your critical thinking, and consolidate your thoughts into memories. So when the human brain wave cycles oscillates between about 15 hertz and 20 hertz, the mind is clear from distractions, is actively thinking and learning with more ease, and for me, enjoyment. In this mental state, the brain can integrate information, create new habits and thoughts, and adopt new behaviors, turning your thoughts into what? Into action. My recommendation would be to stop trying to demand more from your brain without giving it the support and the resources to win the fight. It doesn't respond to demands, and it's smarter than the rest of you. Quick State, powered by NuCalm, is a neuroscience technology engineered to guide your brain to its optimal states without much effort. All you need to do is choose a state to listen to. It could be rest, it could be flow states. I narrate a lot on Quick State, and you could get it at quickstate.com. You could put on headphones and all you do is press start. Quick State, powered by NuCalm, puts you exactly where you choose to go. So you don't have to wake up and hope that you're in flow or hope that you're focused. This is an auditory program that helps direct you to where you want to go, from deep sleep to expedited recovery to high intensity peak performance, clear thinking, and focus. So if you want more information, just go to quickstate.com. That's KWIKstate.com. For more information. So what are the takeaways from this conversation? How do you implement sound into your life for a better performing brain? Well, you could curate playlists of music that resonate with you emotionally and intellectually. I do that before I go on stage. I have a certain playlist. I have a certain playlist when I work out. I have a certain playlist with NuCalm, as an example, before I need to study something or perform on some kind of written exam to enhance my mood, enhance my focus, or promote relaxation throughout the day. And you can integrate things like nature sounds. Incorporate nature sounds into your environment by playing recordings of the bird songs or running water during work or relaxation sessions, or if you're going to meditate. And you can experiment with different nature sounds to find what helps you relax and helps you to focus the most. You could also try the binaural beats. Explore binaural beats during meditation or relaxation sessions to enhance your mental clarity and focus. You could experiment with different frequencies and durations to find what works best for you. Many of this you could find on YouTube. You can incorporate binaural beats into your mindfulness routine to optimize your brain performance and your cognitive function. And then lastly, look into NuCalm. If you want something that's really a patent technology, proprietary technology to really accelerate your learning and your life, go to quickstate.com. We'll put all the links, as we always do, in our show notes at jimquick.com/notes. So this is your brain coach, Jim Quick. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, where we put the extended version of many of our sessions together there. Leave a comment, share it online. Make sure you tag me in it and share the sounds that really light up your learning and your life. And until our next episode, remember, be limitless.